It could be your neighbour with the biggest decorations. It could be your boss who's the best at Secret Santa. It could be your friend who loves the cracker jokes. And this Christmas, it could be you. This Wednesday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the jackpot. Play online or on the app. Lotto from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, the 17th of December. We're about 8 days away from Christmas. Yes. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
In the Christmas preparations, how are you doing? Are you on schedule, ahead of schedule, behind schedule?
Well, I mean, you know, decorations good. Presents, almost good.
Okay. All right.
There are a few items that I have just learned that my kids would enjoy. And upon doing some research, at least one of the items wouldn't arrive before Christmas at this point.
Ah. Okay.
So I'm in a little bit of a predicament there.
So.
But yeah.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. So yeah, I don't know what we're going to do there.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting on a couple deliveries. Like, so we have, I still have several packages to actually send out, which at this point, I don't think they're going to get there before Christmas. But so instead of sending directly from, like, you know, the business or Amazon to whoever is getting the present, we're having them come to our house so we can wrap them and we can, like, piece them together into another box and then send them out. Uh-huh. So right now we're just kind of waiting on the last arrivals to get to our house before then we can turn around and send it back out. So yeah, it seems like it's more complicated than it should be. But anyways, that's it. That and my cats have absolutely not left our tree alone this year. I don't know what it is about this tree this year.
Well, they're cats, and it's a tree. They do that, right?
Yeah. Some years they're a little bit better than others. It's the combination of the tree and then getting the gift wrapping out to start wrapping that sends them into this weird, like, they go nuts.
Yeah, I get it.
So most of the time, you know, my fat orange son just sleeps under the tree. He's just like the additional present under the tree. One of my other cats likes to drink the water out of the tree because I have a real tree. So I have to make sure that I'm continually making sure that that water is filled, because the water will get depleted a lot quicker because my cat finds a way to stick its paw into the little hole and drink the water. But then once we get the wrapping paper out, then everything starts to go haywire because all of a sudden it's ribbon and it's the crinkling of the paper and they're trying to pounce on it. And I'm like, guys, it's like we have to lock ourselves into a separate room just to wrap presents. So I don't know if you
I get it. It's a lot of activity.
Experience the same thing with your dogs.
We don't.
Your dogs don't care. Okay.
No. Well, typically we do, we kind of do wrapping and stuff like that on Christmas Eve after we put everybody to bed.
Oh, okay.
Including the dogs.
All right. So you don't put any presents under the tree before Christmas Eve?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Okay.
They all, boom, show up after the big guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just hide them. I have various hiding spaces. I've just been hiding things. And I have to remember where I put them all.
Have you ever hidden something so well that you find it after the fact?
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Then what do you do? Do,
yes.
do you just give it to that person, or do you wrap it and
hang on to it?
And you're like, okay, I'll figure out a reason to gift this at some other point.
Well, like last year, I found a few things for Ava that was meant to be for Christmas. I'm like, you know what? Birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It comes up in April.
I was going to say, she's got an April birthday, so yeah.
Exactly. She's got enough stuff. It's fine.
It works.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I kind of do, like, throughout the year, I will really start early, like, several months, and I'll kind of, like, hey, if there's a sale and it's something that they wanted, I'll kind of grab a few things here and there.
Like, yeah, you're smart.
Way in advance. But that's my problem, because then I really forget. that I bought it, A, and where it is.
And then you know, if you're buying for a bunch of different people, or and you have kind of a budget in your head of what you want to spend on each person, especially if you buy early, then that the longer it
gets cloudy.
It goes. Yes, it gets cloudy, and you're like, I don't remember ever spending any money on this person.
Start taking the notes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Until later. You take the notes later, like, all right, let's take inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody covered? Yeah.
All right.
The struggle's there. I haven't started writing stuff down yet. I feel like that's late.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
We've had stuff going on, though.
You have. All right, so today on the show, free therapy, we're going to dive into, we've been sitting on some emails that we'll get into on the way. It's our last Throwback Thursday of the year, which sounds very aggressive to say it in those terms, but that's the truth. Then it is setting the bar stories, and then several stories that we may be able to get to if we have time, but we got a lot on the show already scheduled, so...
So we got some things on deck that may or may not make it into the game.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, if they're good enough, then maybe they make it. If they're not, then maybe we push them to tomorrow.
All right, you hear it, guys? You better, like, bring your A game.
Better bring your A game. All right, okay. So we got all that, plus your feel-good stories coming up here on the show. A lot of singers out with shows and specials on, like, Netflix and streaming services there. Ariana Grande on 99.7 DJX. Her concert series is coming out on Monday on Netflix. And then, of course, you know, that's on the heels of Shawn Mendes' Wonder, which came out in November. And Taylor Swift, who had recently released something as well. Of course, Billie Eilish, she has a documentary coming out in February. So a lot of singers kind of diving into that documentary, kind of behind the scenes sort of music there. So, hey, do we care about the Masked Singer? Were you in on that?
I was totally watching it last night. Oh, yeah. This is the one series I kept up with.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So it was down to three, right? It was the Mushroom, Crocodile, and Sun. Is that accurate? Because I've only...
Yes, the pink crocodile.
Right. I've only partly kept up with that show. But, the crocodile... I mean, are we giving stuff away here? Because it literally aired last night, so...
It did air last night. Listen, we can dance around it. We'll have it up on the website if you want to see, like, the main videos. Because most of it was, a huge recap of who everybody was in the entire series, which you probably forgot, like, some of the early ones that they had unmasked. Like, oh, yeah, that was this season.
Right.
So there were a ton of people... I will say that I knew, first of all, the seahorse I thought should have been in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
Okay, who was that?
And I guessed her. This is not, you know, a spoiler because it's been out there for a while. Tori Kelly.
Okay. Yeah, she's great.
Amazing.
So can we just say who the people were unmasked, but not say who the winner was? Maybe
I was going to dance around it.
Okay.
We listen. Let's talk about them in terms of characters.
Okay. Fine.
So we can say maybe the character that won.
Okay.
And I will say that I knew who she was.
All right. So the character was the sun, correct?
Yes. The sun won, which I think a lot of people expected it.
Reba McEntire.
No.
Nope. I'm just guessing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Carrie Underwood. No, it wouldn't be her. She's too big.
No.
I feel like she's too big. She's too busy. Yeah.
You do have to kind of consider who's doing projects now, who's maybe still working on a regular basis.
Right. Okay. All right. So that is... Okay. So that was the sun. And then, of course...
The first one to get unmasked last night was Pink Crocodile, and I knew who that was, too.
Mm-hmm. That was... Okay. I'm just going to say it. That was Nick Carter.
Listen, send your hate mail. It's Ben Davis.
I mean,
the clues, you could kind of put them together.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people were guessing it was a Backstreet Boy. It was between kind of him and Howie D.
Yeah, I mean, and he kind of is the sixth unofficial member. Wait, I was thinking of Aaron Carter, sorry.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Aaron Carter. Yeah, no, Nick Carter definitely was in the Backstreet Boys. All right, fine.
But no, the biggest, there was a clue at the end. There were two cookies, Christmas cookies. Mm-hmm. One was black and one was blue. And I was like, oh, black and blue. That's the Backstreet Boys album. That's Nick Carter.
All right. Okay.
And
so,
then there was, who was the other one? Mushroom?
Mushroom.
I did not know. Well, I thought I did. And then Nicole Scherzinger guessed who it was. Mm. And I was like, yeah, no, she's right.
And this is a singer that hasn't been on the radio for several years, actually. So,
no, and yeah. I think he's only had maybe one hit.
Yeah, one or two.
In the mainstream?
Yeah.
But he's great. He's really good.
So there you go. So as Kelly said, we danced around it as best we could, and it'll all be revealed up on the website at WDJX.com. Yes. All right.
You can follow through there, but it's worth a watch because that show, I love that show.
All right.
So good.
Masked Singer finale last night with 99.7 DJX. Again, WDJX.com. All right, every morning we give you setting the bar stories, small examples of what not to do. Maybe you are in line at McDonald's right now getting something to eat. Well, this is a setting the bar story of what you shouldn't be doing at McDonald's. If you can manage to make it through the day without, chasing the employee with a chainsaw in the restaurant, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
Now, I don't want to say it had anything to do with the fact that the ice cream machine was probably broken, but this out of Maine.
Police tell us a 26-year-old named Alice Sweet is now under arrest and facing multiple charges. They tell us he walked into the restaurant, went behind the counter, and revved a chainsaw.
Okay, this is very like, remember we used to do chainsaw wake-ups where we would sneak into people's bedrooms with a mast-wielding chainsaw guy.
The scariest clown on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Wielding a chainsaw. Yeah. In
right.
People's bedrooms. How in the world did we get away with that?
I don't. I know. I mean, we literally could have been a setting the bar story for some other radio show. Yes.
I feel like we are, kind of. Like, don't do that. Like, I feel like I'm looking at us in that light now.
Yeah. So the dude went behind the counter
before stealing a drink and some food.
Okay, so then he decides, you know what, while I'm back here, I'm going to take a drink and I'm going to take some food.
Witnesses told police the store manager confronted Sweet in the parking lot. Then he reportedly started chasing the manager with the chainsaw before running off. No one was hurt.
Thank goodness.
Dang.
So there are ways to handle situations, stressful situations maybe, you know, and we've talked on the show that fast food rage is a real thing when
You're hangry.
Oh, yeah. When you're hangry and you pull away from the fast food and maybe they forgot your fries or something in your order or your order was messed up or
it's the worst.
Whatever reason. Yes, I know. You just fly into some weird rage. But taking a chainsaw into the restaurant is not the way to go about it.
Don't do that.
Yeah. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without chasing a fast food employee with a chainsaw in the restaurant, you're doing okay.
Okay, good note. I think most of us can avoid that. I think most of us can control our rage when it comes to chainsaws.
First of all, if you're in a drive-thru, look in the back seat. Do you have a chainsaw? If you answered yes, this is what not to do. Yeah, exactly. This is what not to do. Hey, Kelly, can I ask, does your mouth get numb when you eat pears?
No. Thank you for asking, though. Should it?
Mine, it's weird. Like, I had a pear yesterday, and I was, I had a pear yesterday and didn't happen, but I had another pear this morning, and it numbed my mouth. And, I don't know if that's normal.
I don't think that's normal. It's never happened to you before, I think typically fruits are not supposed to make your mouth numb. I'm not a doctor, though.
Mm. Yeah, see, they didn't cover that in the first half semester of pre-med that I took back in college. So, don't know if I have that knowledge. But I just thought
it was organic, right? You buy organic, right?
Honestly, I don't. Well, no, I think it was just a normal pear. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have had some pesticides. Did you wash it?
No, I didn't wash it.
Okay.
I don't wash any of my fruit before I eat it. I probably should, but I don't.
Probably should. Yeah. They do recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah. I typically don't. Because most fruits that I eat have peels and I just peel it off. So I don't even worry about it. But but it's like the apples and the pears that I don't peel first, that I don't wash either, that I should probably consider washing. But anyways.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was weird. Like my mouth got all tingly and numb, and it wasn't like that happens with every pear, because like I said, just yesterday I had eaten another pear and it was just fine. But this one left me with a weird taste in my mouth.
I'm so happy that you're pushing through the numbness, though, and are able to form words. That's good
news. Yes, I am, Kelly, because hashtag professional right here.
Prayers for you,
thank
Sparky.
Thank you.
Work it out. Yeah. Prayers.
It's
thoughts and prayers.
It's literally every probably every week I push my body through some sort of something to continue on with this show. So that is just to be noted.
What a trooper.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Still to come, feel good stories on the way, and then free therapy. We're gonna get to a couple that we've been sitting on here. Okay, let's get to a feel good. Kelly K.
This is a really good one. So Deborah Farrell, she lives in Virginia. She wanted to gather her whole family together for her 53rd birthday, as one might.
Mm-hmm.
But in these pandemic corona times, she knew she couldn't do that. So she celebrated the day by giving back with 53 gifts from her heart.
Oh.
So she got on social media asking people for suggestions on acts of kindness that she could perform for others during her birth month,
mm-hmm.
one for every year she's been alive. She said, it's one of the hardest times in my history, so I figured out why not make other people smile.
That's good.
And requests came from all over the country, like from parents just wanting an encouraging message for their kids during NTI, a woman wanting a gift basket for a fiance who was a doctor in a COVID unit, a friend of a family in Minnesota that lost their four-year-old to cancer who wanted them to feel like they were not alone.
Oh, geez.
I mean, just ran the gamut. And this isn't the first time she's done something like this. In 2014, she actually started Love with Skin On, an organization she runs with her family and friends that aims to share tangible acts of love and kindness. And their motto is Be Love, Do Stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty great. We will tweet out that story. It's a great example on maybe an alternative on how you can mark a significant occasion if you can't be with your family like you want at Ben and Kelly Show.
Man, but that takes a special person, because instead of getting gifts, she turns around and is giving them to a bunch of people.
And
so
53 is not a small number. So that she's been busy doing a lot of stuff.
All right, good stuff. Feel good. Do those every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, free therapy. It's when you get that random text message from someone you've known since high school. What does it mean? That all on the way with free therapy.
We'll break it down because we're professionals.
We are professionals with microphones. Free therapy. This is where we just kind of open up our show to you. Maybe you have a question about something relationship-wise in your life, and you just want the opinion of some people who aren't really personally affected by it. You come to us. So we get a ton of emails. Sometimes we'll give you a call. Sometimes we try to call you. Sometimes they sit in our inbox for a while, and we just don't get to them very quickly. But this is the case here. But got an email from a listener. Who says, in part, I got this weird text from a married guy I've known since high school. The text read, well, just be lucky you're married. Otherwise, I would have probably drunk dialed you and gotten all sentimental. Then you then would have thought I was being funny, but I really wasn't. Then I'm pretty sure I would have dropped my phone mid-conversation. Why?
Okay, I feel like that's kind of it right there. Like, if you're talking about it, that's kind of it. It's like the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, she goes on and says, why would he send that? Is this some weird test guys play to see if I'm interested in him? He's married, I'm married, but I'm thinking he might be having issues and is looking for a backup. Am I his choice for backup?
I think she nailed it. I think she nailed it.
Like I think he's probably tossing it out there.
He's just kind of like, all right, well, what if I put this out there, see how she responds, and then possibly proceed from there.
Yeah, so if she, like, answers the question or answers you know, him in more of a, oh yeah, good thing or something like that. You know what I mean?
Or ha ha,
LOL. LOL, ha ha, oh my gosh, yeah, how are you? Then maybe that's an open invitation for him to continue to pursue a little bit more. I think it's weird though that he's married and shooting that text off randomly to someone that he's known since high school. Like,
well, I think there you again, I think she nailed it when she said he's probably having some issues in his own marriage. That's usually when people start sending out messages like that.
Like flares for backups, like, hey, hey, if my current situation doesn't work out, do you think
like, what do you think? Like, would we have worked out?
Would we have? I realize you're married and I'm married, but you know, if it were. So anyways, if you got an opinion, I think you're right though. I think maybe.
I don't think she responds at all.
You don't?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Unless, I just feel like she's asking for trouble.
Okay.
Unless that's the road she wants to go
down. Well, it doesn't sound like it is. Like, if she's texting or she's messaging us, then I feel like she's almost wanting confirmation that, yes, this is, in fact, what's happening. And that she's...
Yes, red flag, right, walk away.
Right, right. This is an opportunity for you to be like, hey, this is a new phone. Who's this?
There you go. No, new phone. Who dis?
Right, right. JR.
Unless it's like Facebook message and you see the profile.
JR texts in and says, it's a trap, LOL. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Totally is a trap. So, yeah. All right. There you go.
I think we nailed that
I don't know if we nailed that or on the first shot
I feel
not.
Like we did. But technically, she did. I mean, I think she counseled herself on that one.
Okay.
But we agree. There you go.
All right, so if this one's finished, do I dive into another one that we've just
I think so, yeah. Okay. What's next on the docket?
All right, so...
The doctors are in.
All right, give us a sec. We'll get to the next one coming up here in just a few on 99.7 DJX. Free therapy. A couple of them here today as we had gotten a few different messages and we're just kind of circling back on those that have been sitting in our inbox for a minute. One, we just talked about, got a text from a married guy she's known since high school, kind of talking about drunk dialing and whatever, and then wondering why would he send that? Is it a test? Kelly's like, it is a test, and don't respond. Of course.
Yeah, I think she solved it herself.
Yeah.
And we just said, yep, you were right.
Yep. Andrew, the love doctor, he calls our show all the time. You're confirming this, right?
He's fishing to see what a response he's going to get. He's having problems in his marriage, obviously, or he wouldn't be reaching out. She needs to do exactly what Kelly says to do, not respond and block his number. Because he's going to do it again until she responds. He's going to do it again. So you guys are spot on both ends of that. So I think you guys are just getting to be experts at this. I'm jealous.
I feel really good about our credentials now, don't you?
I know. We almost got the little gold badge from Andrew the Love Doctor.
I feel like we did. We're like at least his apprentices.
So another message here on at Ben and Kelly show. Hey, I know you do free therapy talks where you try to help people. So been seeing a guy for at least 5 months. He lives about 50 minutes away. So we are always doing small overnight trips. He told me he had lived alone. Come to find out, his ex-wife still lives with him. My question is, should I still be with him since he did lie to me and I'm broken and I just can't get over it? He says it's just to help with the bills, even though he has a decent job. What should I do?
That's a tough one. Because, again, you got some distance coming into play there.
Mm-hmm.
You got the ex-wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Under the same roof.
Yeah.
Like, there's obviously history there.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, they have history that you and this new guy don't have yet. And
it doesn't sound like they've met. Like, if she had met the ex-wife and saw the dynamic going on there, and then maybe could have a little bit of assurance that he has moved on and everything's cool and the ex-wife is okay with that. But we don't know the dynamic.
Is it? Who is it? Is it Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher and Bruce Willis? They're all like buddy.
Well, yes, but Ashton and Demi have been broken up for a long time because he's now married to Mila Kunis.
Yeah. That was like the most recent, I think, a celebrity example that I have of where
of everybody being on the same
everybody
page
kind of being on the same. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hanging out with the ex kind of thing.
Right. And I, man, but can't you help out with bills without living in the same place?
I feel like yes. When the ex is still under the same roof for the sake of bills, I feel like there's more at play there.
Yeah. Like not all the bows are tied neatly. Lisa texts in and says, I woke up trying to be positive today, but you guys are triggering it. Sorry, Lisa.
And then Megan said, heck no, leave his butt. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. They seem to be a little bit more sure about this.
Yeah, they do. For sure. You know, we've been rolling through a bunch of different Christmas movies at our house. One of them, A Christmas Story, is always a classic. You know, the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out Kid.
Oh, absolutely. We watch it every year over and over again.
Yeah, I love it that it takes place in Indiana, too. And it's just like one of those just like kind of regional. It has that regional feel to it. So remember, like Ralphie's the little kid, right? And he's got glasses. He wants the Red Ryder BB gun. And he's daydreaming about saving his family. And that's why he needs, you know, the BB gun. And so,
absolutely,
you know, it's one of those things where he's, you know, daydreaming about it. And,
Bart, now you get yours.
Yeah. And so like, it's an iconic scene. And so, he's dreaming about like, you know, fighting these bad guys, and he's spitting tobacco. And so I think it's funny because Peter Billingsley, he's the actor who played Ralphie, right? He was on Dan Patrick's podcast the other day, and he was talking about how the prop guy actually gave him real tobacco when he was like 12, when he was filming it.
And, oh, dang.
Yeah. And so like,
that's not good. Right.
And so he actually says, he comes up to me and he's got this pouch and it says Red Man on it. And then he flips it open and Peter Billingsley says, you know, I swear to God, I don't know the difference. And I said, what do I do with it? And the prop guy says, here, jam it in your mouth. Just don't swallow it. Spit. And so he starts telling the story about how he does it. And then, like, they're getting ready to film and to shoot. And about 15 minutes in, he's like, the world starts spinning. It's tilting. Like, his stomach starts, like getting upset because, you know, like, the chewing tobacco, he's sitting there eating. He's 12 years old. And so he had to, like, lay down for 40 minutes. And he had to basically, like let this kid
sober up.
Yeah, sober up a little bit before shooting again. But then I was like, thinking about it. I was like, man, you know, he was 12 years old. Like, looking back on when you were younger, what did you have or what did you do that you probably shouldn't have done as a kid? And that's not like, and not meaning like breaking the law but it was something that maybe like your parents gave you or you did thinking that it was okay, but then realized, oh yeah, probably shouldn't have done that because I was so young. I think it's funny because, yeah, Peter Billingsley literally opens up and says, like, yeah, you know, I was given real chewing tobacco.
But to be honest, like, what do you use as fake chewing tobacco in Hollywood?
What they did was they mashed up.
The alternative?
Yeah, they mashed up raisins and they shoved raisins in his mouth. And so when he spit, it still had the brown spit that, like, tobacco spit would be.
That makes sense. Yeah. Also a little gross because, you know, spitting.
Also a little gross. right. I know. I mean, outside. Okay, so like, I was just thinking about it. I'm like, okay, well, what have I done when I was littler? Well, I remember being at a wedding of one of my aunts when I was probably 6, 7, 8 years old, something like that. And I went around and when someone set their champagne glass down, I would finish it. And so I got like super drunk.
Oh, you topping off champagne. I gotcha.
Yeah. So I was finishing champagne when I was like 6 years old at my aunt's wedding.
That's not good.
And then I wound up just laying in the bathroom, which is funny because that's what we all do.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter
a glimpse a little early.
Right. I was going to say, it doesn't matter what age you are. When you have a little bit too much, sometimes that cool bathroom tile just feels great.
Did anybody realize you were doing that, or did they realize when you were face down on the bathroom floor?
I think that's when the realization hit, that it was like,
gotcha.
Yeah, where's Ben? And why is he laying on the ground in the bathroom? And, oh, yeah, okay.
I drank the funny juice in the tall glasses.
I know. So I didn't know any better. But anyways, if you've got a fun story to share, you can always text us or call 502-571-9970. So Peter Billingsley, you know the name because he played Ralphie in the classic movie A Christmas Story, admitted that he was given real tobacco for the movie and it made him sick, and he was only like 12. So we were like, hey, what did you have that maybe you shouldn't have done as a kid, but you didn't know any better? Ryan texts in and says, growing up, we had a local shop that would allow us to buy beer for the adults in the house. So weekly, on the weekends, we'd walk to that store, my cousins and I, with a note, and we never knew what was in the bag and never questioned it. It wasn't until I got older that I learned that we were being used for beer runs my whole childhood in trade for snacks. That's so great.
That is great. I mean, bad, but great.
Bad, but great, right. Jennifer, hey.
My parents gave me a chemistry set when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably shouldn't have, because after I got done with all the experiments in the book, two lessons, hot glass and cold glass, look exactly alike.
Oh.
And when your mom gives you a chemistry set and says, go ahead, baby, do whatever, she wanted a new kitchen.
And you, that's what she got. What? You blew up her kitchen?
I did.
Oh, my God.
She got all new cabinets and countertops. And... yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what?
Dang.
You were teaching yourself. You were learning things, right?
Yeah, and I still use hot glass and cold glass look exactly alike.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, that's great.
Dang.
Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas.
All right, you too.
That is insane. Okay, and then we got a text from Roxanne.
Uh-huh.
Roxanne, I swear, always delivers the goods. She says, when I was 11 in middle school, a boy on the bus gave me some chewing tobacco. I had it in my mouth for most of the 30-minute ride home until... Oh. Someone farted, then I threw up all over the girl in front of me.
Oh, no.
That started a chain reaction of everyone puking in the back of the bus.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That poor driver was trying to keep it together. She said, wow.
Oh, that is rough. That
so
is rough.
Chewing tobacco and farts don't miss, is what I gathered from that story.
Right, exactly. All right. Wow. Thank you for the responses to that. That was funny. Coming up, it is Throwback Thursday. That's when you get a bunch of song requests in that you haven't heard in a while. All we do is play them back to back to back to back. Your requests, as we always say, make up our playlist. So whatever you want to hear, we'll throw it in the mix. Coming up here in just a few. On 99.7 DJX, the last of 2020. All right, so make it good. That's right, make it good. All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour. Kelly K.
This one's really great. Like, I think it's fantastic. This guy, this dad, is awesome, and it has to do with Michael and Ava, which is kind of great because I have a Michael and an Ava.
Oh, I thought. Okay, all right. Cool.
It's not my Michael and Ava.
Right.
It's a different Michael and Ava. Michael Gardner and his 9-year-old daughter, Ava. They live in Philly. And they go out all the time wearing matching outfits that he creates for them.
Oh.
So he says, you know what? Ava handles all the public relations, fielding the compliments and the questions from people. He says, I usually just don't say anything. She literally sells it, completes the entire interaction. So he taught himself how to sew 6 years ago. And since then, he's created more than 200 outfits for his daughter. So every time she's leaving the house, it's in an outfit that dad made for her.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fun? He said, started when Ava was 3. He wanted to find something creative that would kind of help him bond with his daughter. So he picked up a sewing machine at Walmart, spent countless hours watching tutorials about sewing on YouTube and Pinterest. He started buying women's clothing at thrift stores and upcycling it to make new outfits for Ava in her size. So when you're
amazing.
That fabulous, you have your own Instagram page, right? And they've got like 18,000 followers. And he's doing a blog, Daddy Dressed Me. Wow. Which is so cute.
Cool.
And he says that she's, you know, super encouraging, and she compliments him all the time and just gives him all that love and creativity back. So it's they look fierce.
I love it.
Yep, we'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every single hour here on 99.7 DJX.
DJX.
All right, Chris said, hey, I missed you for Throwback Thursday in a while. I'm about to dedicate 30 minutes with you. Oh, by the way, tell Sam that works across from me to hop out of bed and throw on a better shirt. It looks like it came from the bottom of her closet. Okay, there you go. Throwback Thursday. I feel you creeping, I can see your shadow. Kate's right. That is a banger. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Got a text from Tiffany. Can we hear some OMG by Usher? Because OMG, the holidays, and 2020 is almost over. Oh, yeah, I feel ya. I feel ya.
All of that. That is all OMG, for sure.
Baby, let me love you. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. All right. Y'all get angry sometimes, and I like that about you.
Yeah. Courtney is getting a little surly.
She says, I'm going to say it early. For the third week in a row.
Oh.
Jeez. Froggy Fresh Christmas rap in the spirit of Christmas. Don't let me down. Okay.
AKA right. Chris McQueen.
Yeah. All right. All right. We got you. Throwback Thursday.
Krispy Kreme,
Moneymaker Mac.
Moneymaker Mac.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Christmas song. First thing on my list, go figure. It's a brand new John Cena action figure. Second thing on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt. Mike said, Krispy Kreme, hold up. Mom said you're not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up. That's right, I forgot about that rule. Not allowed to touch butts until you graduate from school. But that's alright, cause third on my list is a brand new John Cena watch for my wrist. Now we're moving on to item number four. It's a brand new John Cena poster for my door. And check it out, y'all. Item number five is a brand new John Cena car that I can drive. Well, I can't really drive it cause it's too small, but I could if I was maybe like this tall. Christmas, Christmas, come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business. I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling Christmas, 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 Christmas. Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business. I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies
yelling Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yes, Matthew.
That's my favorite.
Oh. Bye-bye-bye for 2020. Well, I get it.
My cup
understand.
Runneth over.
Kelly K's in her happy spot right now. I mean, rolling with hits by Kelly.
All my fave.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I'm doing this tonight. Probably gonna start a fight.
DJX. Oh, Ryan says, just ran 8 cold miles. Give me something to warm up, please. Oh, how about something from 8 Mile? Oh, God.
That makes sense.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
One opportunity. Gonna run through a brick wall after this.
This is everything you ever wanted.
Woo!
One moment.
From Thursday. Oh, we're too clever.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote. The blow, his opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Throwback Thursday! Oh gosh, sometimes it just feels so good to hear that song. Just a little bit of it, just a little bit. That's all you need.
It does, it gets you pumped
up.
That's
all you need.
Hey, little note, Chris from Vision Dynamic, he's checking in again. You know, he's not a fan of Sam's shirt today, but also she's wearing Crocs.
Okay.
So he said, what's up with this girl? So we're supposed to, he's a fashion police over there at Vision Dynamics.
You know what? I'm fine with that. She's just feeling her own, you know? It's fun. Crocs are comfy. It's fine.
You let your freak flag fly.
You know what? You do it. You do it. Tell Sam to take a hike. Or who is it? Chris?
Chris.
Chris. Say, Chris, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Roxanne needs Irreplaceable. We got you. Throwback Thursday.
Everything you own in the box to the left. In the club, I was putting you on.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Text from Renee, trying to be quiet during Throwback Thursday because your child is still asleep, but deciding you can't take it anymore and start blasting it. You know what? I hear you. I hear
you. Mama loves you.
Throwback Thursday. You got to learn. You got to learn.
Do you ever feel like the plastic bag?
Make them go
Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX. You can stream us wherever. WDTX.com or The Ben and Kelly Show. JR checks in from Ohio, who says,
hey, JR.
Yeah, says, play a road rage song. Driving through Ohio and they can't drive up here. Well, I'm from Ohio and I can confirm that, you know, there's sucky drivers just about everywhere. So I was thinking about like, what's a road rage song? And I was thinking, well, maybe we just play Kid Rock.
Yeah, this works.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Chastity texted and says, listening to the road rage song, then looking down and realizing you better slow the hell down before a cop sees you. Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, wow. And Mary Kate's like, listen, the best beginning to T2T ever.
So how in the world do you follow this?
Where do you go?
There's only one answer. Never met as a man. Couldn't cut as a poor man's skin. Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sounding out a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. Slimming women must have been. Throwback Thursday. Shannon texts in, Ben, love the morning energy. I needed it. Yeah, you know, when you roll into some road rage songs followed by Nickelback, how in the world are you going to stay quiet?
And by the way, Nickelback needs to send us a little appreciation note. Number one on Thursdays, number one in our hearts.
That's right. Really. We need a Christmas card from Nickelback, that's for sure. Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know? Hit me, baby, one more time. Listen, I know we already did. I know. Before you tell me that we already played NSYNC, it just felt right to come out of Britney Spears.
Oh, it does feel right. It feels right.
It just felt right, guys. It just felt right. Right? Feel right.
You know, Chris Kirkpatrick says thank you.
Yeah. Let this be a moral for you today. If it feels right, do it. Okay, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Yeah, you know, we are getting some requests for some Leanne Rimes from, what was it, last night?
Well, yes. Listen, spoiler alert, if you watch The Masked Singer, spoiler alert.
The only thing I have is Can't Fight the Moonlight. Is that any good?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, it is. Is that any good? Yes, it is.
Is that any good?
That's
I'll,
it.
I'll
That's,
give it a hot works. Sec to prove itself.
Under the sky, gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be around.
Better get to the chorus. My fingers hovering. Okay, all right.
See, there you go, Veronica.
All right.
Somebody hear that? I think that works.
All right, just a tip of Leanne Rimes is all we really needed this morning, right? That's all we needed, right?
Into Tupac, this is so
I mean, this is the train wreck that is 2020 played out on the radio right now. Is it not?
It is. It's perfect.
I don't think Leanne Rimes has ever been followed by Tupac in history.
Nope.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Gary checks in. One more time for this debacle that is 2020, Return of the Mac. All right, yeah, we can throw that in there, sure.
Are we going to get our swag back for 2021? I hope so.
Throwback Thursday. Alan texts in, listening to the earlier Road Rage song, driving down I-64, someone passes by me, and I can tell that they are raging just like me. Thank you. All right.
Yes. Like it. You know what? It's a roller coaster of emotions, this yes. TBT, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. That's right. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Last one of 2020. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Get some tweets. Britney, Backstreet Boys, please, Lord.
Oh, well, all right then.
All caps.
Okay. You're asking the Almighty to help you out on that one.
Please, Lord, play the Backstreet Boys.
Let them hear my call.
Yeah.
My fire, the one. Desire, believe when I say I want it that way.
All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Case tweets, guess we're just continuing to take sharp left turns on this Throwback Thursday, huh? So,
we are.
Can we have a little air piano to round us out? Oh, gosh. I guess the only thing that she means by that is, oh God.
There's only one answer.
Oh God, and that answer is Vanessa Carlton.
Everybody's doing it. You know you are.
Throwback Thursday.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring black we have, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I can just see you tonight.
Aw, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Wow, what a...
Yes.
What a journey that was.
That was air piano and air violins, like hardcore.
Text from Mary Kate, who says, my coworker just caught me jamming out in my car. Do I care? Absolutely not.
You let your freak flag fly. We like that.
That's right. Angela had tweeted us earlier and said, when you work in HR, got the radio up, waiting for Throwback Thursday, and then you start it with Smack That. Oh, my. Listen.
By the way, they asked for a wellness check on Akon. He's busy building a city.
Yeah, that's right. He is. He's doing just fine. He's doing things. He's doing just fine. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hopefully you enjoyed Throwback Thursday, the last one of 2020. We will kick it back up into 2021 as we will be taking a short break from Throwback Thursday for the next couple weeks. So good. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
So this is really great. It's going viral. You've probably seen this. It's a letter from West Virginia Superintendent Bondi Shea Gibson. She sent to parents on Tuesday night in preparation. They got a huge snowstorm kind of unfolding in the Northeast. So even though their district is learning virtually, like pretty much everybody else is.
Right.
She said, you know what? It's still important to take a good old-fashioned snow day.
Oh.
And the reason behind it, she says, for generations, families have greeted the first snow day of the year with joy. It's a time of renewed wonder at all the beautiful things each season holds. A reminder of how fleeting a childhood can be. She said, you know, the past year has been really hard on many throughout the area. She wanted to provide one day where students, their families, can enjoy one special day of making happy snow-filled memories and a year without the opportunity to make many of those. She said, so please, enjoy a day of sledding and hot chocolate and cozy fires. Take pictures of your kids in snow hats they'll outgrow by next year and read books you've wanted to lose yourself in but haven't had the time.
Oh, wow.
We'll return to the serious and urgent business of growing up on Thursday, but for tomorrow, go build a snowman.
Look at that.
That's great.
Look at that.
we tweeted it out if you want to see the letter. It's pretty great. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good stuff. Feel good. We do them every hour here on 99.7
DJX. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hinge, another dating app. You know, sometimes there's the good. Sometimes you get matched with the unlikely.
Sometimes they're too good.
Yes.
Like, sometimes they're way too on the money.
That's maybe where we'll go with this, okay? So that's just setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. If you're in the sound of our voices and you're single, you're probably aware of Hinge. It's a dating app. Brooke, she's 24. She's on Hinge. She's from Pennsylvania and, by the way, has about 750,000 followers on TikTok. So she's got a little bit of clout when it comes to being online. She recently shared that she had a match on Hinge. So I'll give the setting the bar after I let her tell her story, okay? So this is Brooke. She posts this on TikTok about her match that she had on Hinge.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Something I'm thankful for is that my most compatible on Hinge was updated. Let me show you. Here he is. Super cute, if you ask me. Brooke and Noah, we think you two should meet.
Okay, all right. So she's kind of showing the match that the most compatible on Hinge.
And we agreed. And we're already spending Thanksgiving together, and it's going well. Let me show you.
Wow, so moving kind of fast.
Look at that, he's there.
I was going to say, pans the camera over, you get to see the guy right there over her shoulder.
And here he is. And the fact of the matter is, this is my brother.
Ah, okay, ooh, there it is.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So if you can manage to make
it. Oh, yeah, they are. They do have a lot in common.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you can manage to make it through the day without matching with your own brother on Hinge, well, you're doing okay.
And it's for that reason that's not funny.
Yeah, so he then starts to like lean in and like kiss her on the cheek. Yeah.
It's not funny. And it's for that reason that we will be suing Hinge. Stop. And I cannot stress enough. This is not, if you don't stop, and this is not an act.
Yeah, and so like he keeps going in and trying to kiss her, and so anyways, pretty funny. Meghan Trainor even posted on it, you know, just laughing. But yeah, the fact that she got most compatible from Hinge about her brother, who's obviously also on Hinge.
You know what? Let's just give kudos where kudos are deserved. Hinge is spot on.
Yeah.
With their matching abilities. Probably a little too good.
Probably a little too good. You're right. You're right. You know what? You guys have a lot of interests. It looks like you're in the same region.
You kind of even look alike.
You kind of even look alike. Have you ever thought about dating? There you go. That's set in the bar.
No, we're not from Kentucky.
997 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Not really sure if you're ready for this, quote, fun fact, but we got a tweet from a listener who obviously thought of the show when she ran across this. Rachel tweets, very interesting. And then a link to the Twitter account Fact, which I actually, Kelly, you will be proud of me. I wanted to double check that this was actually true. Before going on the air with this, I didn't.
You did a little research.
Yeah, and you're gonna probably roll your eyes once you figure out what it was. But anyways, okay. Rachel decided that we should know that the word climacophilia. Okay.
Okay.
That word means when someone is aroused by falling down the stairs.
What? I mean, ouch. I don't understand.
Hey, you know what? I get that there are a lot of different things that do it for people that I don't necessarily understand. And I think that
it puts
might,
you in a romantic mood if you fall down the stairs. I don't understand that because, ow.
Yeah. Like, okay, but, you know, and I understand that there are things that I just don't understand, and I think this might be one of them where I guess I know for a fact that I don't have climacophilia, but
okay. So when does that kick in? Is that before or after the throbbing pain stops?
Yeah, I mean, is it the thrill of like starting to fall down? You know, like that rush that you get. Is that what it is, or is
the
it
split second that oh my god I'm falling?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is gonna hurt. Yeah.
Right, right. It, could that be it? Or, you know, maybe, you know, I know that there are other people who pain itself, the actual pain, is a gets it for him. So
that is not good. I don't know. I feel like that's weird. I'll tell you what. I've got a couple of flights of stairs in my house. One is just wood, and the other one is carpeted.
I don't think I tried that.
I feel like both hurt.
Yeah. And Rachel, I want to know why you thought of our show when you
I know why. I mean, come on. This is right up our alley.
I mean, I guess.
Weirdness,
I don't know.
Plays here.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just the blanket weirdness, maybe.
Yes.
All right. I get that.
That's really all it takes. It's the only criteria. If it's weird, we're probably going to talk about it.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to tie up a little bow from another listener who was talking about an earlier conversation that we were having about things you did when you were younger that you didn't know was bad, texts in and says, I remember being 10 or so and trying to surprise my mom by cleaning the bathroom. Poured bleach all over everything, then found the blue Windex spray and Windex sprayed everything else down. Worst idea ever. Yeah, that's what exactly it was. Throat and chest was on fire, not to mention had a worst headache ever.
That is too much to breathe in.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
when you want to help mama.
Yeah, that's a chemical reaction right there.
Yeah, it is. Bless her heart. Okay, so good note. You know what? We learned stuff. Chemistry class.
Yeah.
Don't mix bleach and Windex.
All right, so look at that.
Over everything.
This final segment of the day, we have learning from, word of the day, if you will. And
sure,
then
yeah, that falling down the stairs could be fun.
To some people.
To some people.
Yes. And then chemistry lessons. Like, don't.
All right. Don't mix bleach and Windex.
Windex. Right. All right. There you go.
I wrote both those down.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one. Tomorrow, we do a You Laugh, You Lose. I'm assuming it's going to have a holiday theme to it, right?
Yeah, probably.
All right. So the score is tied up. And so whoever wins this next one will go into the new year with that lead. So
you basically win the year.
You win.
Right? You win the year. You win the year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to look at it that way, you win the year.
That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Oh, boy. All right. So you laugh, you lose tomorrow. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.